section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Busch Stadium.
Hope you had fun, Dustin.
It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, worst parent ever, IBWIP News Bulletin, Fun Facts Baseball Edition, Stay in Character, and Raging Bulls on the St. Patrick's Day Parade with your co-hosts, not Whiskey Chaser, but rather Big E, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing? We're on episode 192, if I'm not mistaken.
Whoop, whoop.
192, that makes us old enough to know better, but still too young to care. How's that?
I guess that's true.
Until 250.
Can't argue with that.
Then we're old enough to
care.
Yeah,
250, we need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, we have a great show lined up for you tonight, and let's start it off here with a little introduction of my fellow... What are you...
Knights of the Oblong Table?
I didn't know we were going to tell everybody.
Knights of the Oblong Table.
Who cares?
About our partnership?
You're going to feel a rush of endorphins.
All right, first, let me introduce my co-host for this evening. He holds the record in Iceland for the most nights spent alone without freezing to death at 342. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason.
You're using personal stories told you in confidence against me.
That's what I've done this whole show since it began.
How'd you keep warm?
It's none of your damn business.
All right, and my next co-host has yet to call me an asshole, which is a record in itself for female co-hosts on IBWIP. Let's give a big round of applause for intern Heather.
Hello, hello. Never too late. Never too late.
Oh no, it'll happen. I'm just trying to figure out how long. I want to bask in the glory of it not happening yet.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, I'll just read what I already had written, prepared, but just for the other person.
Okay.
All right. Our very special guest host tonight wears many hats. He's a guitarist, singer, producer. He is a boat salesman, a champion squirrel hunter, and has an avid collection of Waffle House menus. Let's welcome to the show, Big E.
I've done every one of those things.
Wow, you're like the same guy.
I can guarantee he's wearing a hat.
Yeah, I wear multiple hats.
Well, welcome, Big E. Thank you for taking time off working the door and coming in actually, doing another episode with us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
We sometimes need help at the last minute. So,
Captain Save a Bro.
Captain Save a Bro, I like that a lot. Well, I wanted a couple things I want to hit before we get into the actual show. First, and this might cause Heather to call me an asshole. Heather, we have to do a retraction on the one of the last episodes. You gave out some false information to our listeners. You said there was over 2,000 nerve endings in the hoo-ha.
I did.
This is our retraction.
And then come to find out there's 8,000.
I mean, technically, that's over 2,000.
That's nearly twice as many.
That's definitely quite over 2,000.
But it's
definitely much more.
That's a fourth of what you were predicting.
Well, yeah. I think that means that's because couldn't even fully understand how amazing it was.
Did you get shorted?
I was talking about my own personal
nerve.
Have you only been using 2,000 of your 8,000 nerve endings?
Really, is your brain that special?
I don't know.
You're thinking of lever 2,000 and 2,000 parts.
I didn't want to shock you guys too much, is really what it was. You guys are at such a low amount. So.
Oh. Do you know how many nerve endings are on the penis?
No idea.
I have one big one. One big stalk.
It's definitely over five.
Over five?
Yeah.
Well, I got shortchanged then.
I want to take a real quick second to give a shout-out to a couple people. We've been getting some fan interaction.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we
don't fucking lie to me.
No,
I heard it in my face.
All right. I want to give out a special shout-out to Smokey Beans, who I basically forced to listen to the show, and after he heard it, he's like, hey, it's not too bad. when I think
who is Smokey Beans?
Welcome
it's
another
just a
listener.
A can of Smokey Beans, right?
Smoke. Oh, it's just a can of beans.
He's just a talking sentient to bean can. He set it down in front of the computer. He's been listening to the show ever since.
Right. No, it's a guy on Facebook, and he for some reason he was on the IBWIP fan page. So that's I got him there.
One person in.
75 out.
How did you do that? How did you like herd him to where he needed to be? Berate him with videos every day.
Yeah, basically just berating him with links and I also at times tell people I'm just going to kill myself if they don't listen to the show.
Oh,
that'll
good.
Do it.
At least 3 times a week I get that message.
Yeah, at least 3 times a week. So I want to give a shout out to Smokey Beans for having an open mind and checking the show out and actually enjoying it. He did watch one of the promo videos, and he said it was 7 minutes of his life he would never get back. And I said, "You're welcome."
Well, in his defense, he probably doesn't have much time left based on the picture I saw of him. So every 7 minutes counts. Right, Smokey Beans?
Right, Smokey. And also want to give a shout out to Delay Pat and Beth Bootsma. Beth Bootsma, she was one that won our craft vapory contest a while back.
We never announced that, did we?
We never announced it. I think it was a timing issue of when we. But she always watches the vape reviews and the promo videos and always posts a like on them. So
what's her name again?
Beth Bootsma.
Beth Bootsma.
Yeah.
Big ups to Beth Bootsma.
Ooh, say that real fast.
I can't
Jesus.
Do it. I can't even do it.
And, of course, our buddy Delay Pat, he wanted to commend you, Scott, on your Johnny Five imitation from the last. He said that was really good.
Can we get
thank
an encore?
You, thank you. Yeah, no December. No Stephanie.
No December, Stephanie.
No December. So, Johnny Five is alive.
And I also wanted to. We'll get to that one later. So,
what do you think made Johnny Five become alive?
I don't know.
Passion.
Who's
life.
Johnny
yes.
Five?
He got hit by lightning, didn't he?
I think so.
That's what happened.
It was a movie from the 80s called Short Circuit about a sentient robot.
He got the spirit
with a circuit,
put in him.
A circuit heart of gold.
The heart of gold.
I tell you what. And you know what? In that movie, Ali Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg kind of became M. Johnny Five's. And go right ahead. Fisher Stevens. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, I was going to go with the top two build. Anyway, they kind of became parents, I would say, to Johnny Five. And they were pretty good parents. And there's parents on every part of the spectrum. Wouldn't you say, Blake?
Yes, there are. And great segue.
I didn't even realize. I guess it was.
If you look, awesome. The next thing it says, worst parent ever. And I was in the same room as the worst parent ever last week.
And it wasn't Ali Sheedy.
It was not Ali Sheedy. And it wasn't
Steve Guttenberg.
Or it wasn't Michael Jackson.
Was this on your Facebook?
No, I was in the room with them. Oh yes, I posted a picture of this gentleman. His wife or his lover or his girl or the lady who's paying his rent, I don't know, but she came in and they had four kids with them. None of them were the color of both of them.
Like they were related to either of them.
They're all foster kids, probably. I thought about that. I said, maybe they are foster kids. And I thought, if our government is giving these foster kids to these kind of people, that's why this world
they
is in such a tour.
They do give
to shitty
foster
people.
Kids to shitty people.
So, I took my grandma to the doctor. So I was in the doctor's office, and I spent a lot of time sitting in doctor's offices now. And I've had two run-ins in a row with horrible parents. And this one, so the lady goes in. I think there's one kid that's 5'4". 3 and then one that's just crawling around, right? It's not even one, mm-hmm. I guess, or it's just around one.
Yeah.
So this guy's reading his magazine or his book, and these kids are just, you know, running around, acting stupid, and picking this baby up and like hauling it around and flopping around.
I hate this guy already.
Yeah.
And so, and he's just looking at his magazine. Just, you know, they're making noise. He's at this point in his life, I guess he's just blocked it out. He doesn't care, whatever. And so, you know, this is a classy doctor's office, so, like, their coat hangers are those really heavy metal ones that come off, but then they have, like, wooden knobs at the end, so your jacket doesn't... So, this little girl takes two of these, and they're, you know, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Takes two of them and hands them to this little baby, And so the baby's just swinging them around, you know. Oh, I just, you know, his skull isn't even fully formed yet.
Right.
And,
yeah, oh my gosh.
And he's whipping these around. And then she takes one and she's banging it on the register, like the heat register. And this guy is not flinching. He's just like, he's just into this magazine. I thought it was a porn at first because I'm like, that's the only thing that would keep me this interested. Mm. But it wasn't. And so this went on and on. And I finally just, like, they were crawling on the floor and they were laying on the middle of the floor. And you know,
this is
like
a doctor's office.
This is a very, yes, a very, like.
Are there lots of other people there, too?
Lots of other people. Oh, and everybody's just kind of looking around each other. So they had this partition where it had a plant. I couldn't tell if it was one of those fake plants or real ones. I'm assuming
it's probably
it was
a ficus, right?
So the kids are tearing off leaves, and the little girl's giving these leaves to the baby who's putting them in his mouth.
Potentially poisonous ficus.
Oh, my God.
So there's this partition, and then you know, there's seats in front of the wall. There's this little wall, and then there's the elevators. Okay, this guy's got his back to him, blah, 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 reading his magazine. All of a sudden, this little baby crawls over by the elevators.
What?
I make eye contact with this lady who was in her 40s and obviously was feeling very uncomfortable. And she looked at me like, are you going to say something? And I looked at her like, I'm not fucking saying anything because this is just stupid. Like, these people need to get in trouble for being these kind of parents. I'm tired of, like, watching other people's kids when
they're
in public. I cannot do it anymore. Yeah. And so I was like,
That's right there. What you're doing with your face?
Yeah,
70% of communication is nonverbal.
So. Oh, I was, yeah. Mm. Me and this lady
so
were.
Did she say something? She's like, all right, bitch, I'm taking it.
Yes. Yeah,
so
finally, she goes, sir, I'm concerned about your baby over by the elevators. And he turns around, sees the lady, puts his magazine down. Not like he's putting out a fire, just, you know, calmly walks over and then yells at the little girl for not watching the baby as the baby is right in front of the elevators. If the elevator doors would have opened, he could have snapped his finger.
Right.
Now, is it possible that this baby was like the Benjamin Button baby where it was actually deep into its 80s and knew exactly what it's doing?
It was
just a senile baby.
You must have
watched
the movie.
You must have watched
a completely different 80-year-old baby than I did.
Yeah. I could not stand it. It was driving me nuts. And so my grandma comes out, and the person she was with finally comes out. And so we all get to the elevator at the same time. Now I'm thinking, okay, me and this lady are going to we're going to verbalize about this.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to talk mad shit,
once the elevator closes.
Yeah.
No, this lady is like, I saw you and me were looking at the same thing with that guy who wasn't taking care of that baby. And I was like,
he's right there.
I'm like, he's right there, which is good because he needs to be called out.
Right.
But I don't want any confrontation because I'm with my grandma.
Right.
And I go,
You're saying she didn't wait till you got in the elevator?
We were waiting for the elevator to come back to open up.
So you're in the same room where you were before,
as the
just
gentleman,
standing together.
As the gentleman. And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, I thought you were going to say something, but then you didn't. And I was like, I'm tired of being my problem.
Not my place.
I'm tired of it being my problem. If I don't have children, if you can't take care of them in a fucking public place.
Agreed.
I think it's kind of. Never mind. Keep going.
Oh no. So then my grandma, who's completely just walking into this, doesn't know what's going on, and so she thinks this lady's yelling at me.
Oh.
Because I didn't say something about something.
Oh, your grandma's cute.
And my grandma in her walker, you know, pushing her walker, says, "What did you do now?" And I'm like,
"Oh, what did you
do? Nothing. I did not do anything." And so
the man is helping her organize her life. She's berating about what
right.
he didn't
yes.
do for
yes.
someone else's baby.
For someone else's baby. And so finally, the elevator doors close, and I go, "Ma'am," I was like, "I appreciate you saying something." I said, "I just have lost all my faith in humanity altogether, and so I don't want to deal with it." And then she just kind of looked at me like, I mean, truth. I mean, if the baby was over there for like 2 or 3 minutes, I would have just. What I was going to do is I was going to walk over and pick up the baby and then go bring him and sit him on my lap and just see like how long it would take for that guy to go,
figure it out.
My baby's on some man's lap.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but it is interesting. Like, where's the line when it comes, like, other people's responsibility to, like, step in and say something? Because you don't, like, I've seen parents, like, if you say something to a parent about their child, that is such a, that's such a line to cross.
Yeah, but once you're a parent. Though it's totally, you want to parent everybody else's kids. I see where Blake's coming from, not wanting to do anything.
I understand.
But I'm the same way.
I like
if I see somebody kids doing something, I'm like wanting to step in and say something or help out or. I would have walked over there and grabbed the baby, and my wife would have been like, "What are you doing?
Let's go. Let's get out of here."
Well, you know, the thing is like Molly is always seeing people like mistreating their babies or not paying for them, and she's always wanting to. She goes, "I'm just going to go over and take that baby," and I'm just like, I understand what you're saying, but that, you know, like that kid is like 5 or 6. He's already screwed up because mm-hmm. his parents have been, you know, I said, I don't want mm-hmm. a screwed up baby.
It's like going to get a dog from Taps.
Right, right. And that parent will freak out.
The chances of, and you'll be the one getting in trouble. Like, you know, you got this, you know, the kid's getting yelled at in the middle of a, and smacked around in the middle of a Walmart. You go over and take the kid. Next thing you know, the cops are coming and taking you, and you're going to jail. And like, it doesn't really quite make any sense.
What I'm hearing from you, Blake, is that you want and are for the eradication of children.
Yeah, I don't. We need to be like China.
Yeah,
we need to be like China.
1.5.
We need to be just like China. 1.5 kids. Exactly. Like you're done.
Yeah.
One and done.
And I guess I should have told the other story. Is the week before I was with my grandma at a different, and this lady walks in, a sloppy, gross lady walks in with a baby. What do you call those? They put them in.
Baby Bjorn.
Baby, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Baby bag.
Oh, you're talking about like their
car seat.
Their car seat thing?
Yeah.
She's grocery bag.
She's got one on each wrist. Yeah. You know, and it's one of those ladies that when she walks into a room, she thinks she has to be the loudest person there.
Yeah.
Because she wants attention or mm-hmm. or she hangs around a lot of people that are deaf, maybe. I don't know. But she, you know, so she's got these two kids. You know, and then she's got one that's following along with her. It's like 4 or 5, and he's just like snot running down his nose, and he's coughing and hacking. And so I'm sitting there, and I was like, oh, she must, you know, of all the people that have twins, you know, a lady who can't take care of one just had two more. And so she's sitting there.
Definitely planned that.
Oh, yeah. And so she speaks, and her mom is with her, of course, you know, because, you know, she can't
take
drive
care of herself
or something. Yeah, she can't take care of herself. And so come to find out, one was 10 months old, one was 6 months old. And then I'm thinking, how does that happen? I can't do the math to that. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So
Irish twins.
So then I come to find out, like, her boyfriend is a father.
How did you find all this out?
Because she was so fucking loud.
Oh, okay. So she's telling her whole life
she's
fucking
telling
story,
her whole life
the whole
story to the nurse, because the nurse comes out, and like, you know.
Right.
And she's like, oh, my boyfriend, this is my boyfriend's, hit the mom up and left them both. And the nurse is like, "Well, that's a good dad." I'm like, "That's not a good dad. There's a human being, and I can't
commend you for being a good dad."
Right, I commend you.
Commend you.
Obviously, he's not a very good dad because he's not there.
Right.
He's not even there. So then, this other baby is hers, and she's like, she was talking to her mom. She's like, "Well, when we get home, I don't know if I'm going to wash this blanket." Because she was talking about the baby having diarrhea, and she's like, "Because he didn't get this blanket dirty.
Burn the blanket."
I'm just like, I don't care if your kid shats everywhere. Clean all the blankets that it's in contact with that at the time of shatting.
Hey, you know what? That makes sense to me.
So then,
more? Yeah,
She's letting one of these babies crawl around on the floor of a doctor's office and the carpet, which you know hasn't been cleaned in a long time, which sick people drop in. It's just gross.
There's germs everywhere.
And it was like watching Jaws. This little baby just kept crawling toward me and crawling toward me and crawling toward me.
Yeah.
I was having a horrible day. Didn't want to have anything to do with a baby.
You didn't kick the baby, did you?
I put my foot back to get ready to kick it right in the face.
Yeah.
Kick the baby.
They just nudged it.
No. So right before it grabs my leg to pull itself up, then big, gigantuan, disgusting mom comes over, doesn't pick the baby up and leave.
Picks you up.
And leaves. Picks you up and leaves.
Just stands next to me, and when the baby goes to like grab a hold, just kind of takes her foot and kind of moves its arm. Instead of picking the baby up and just moving it out of you. And by the time
she nudged the baby.
She nudged the baby. So by the time I went through both of these experiences, I don't want to take my grandma to the doctor anymore. It's just, I hate people, and I hate parents who don't take care of their kids.
Amen to that.
Do you feel better?
You can tell that you were just bored with that second one.
I just couldn't believe that there was more.
You say I probably should have stopped at one?
Not at all. I want to hear every last juicy detail. Especially when it comes to the news, too.
Heather, Heather, you have the news for us. Give it to us good.
All right. Well, Godzilla's getting a job.
Hey.
About time.
I know. Destroying the city hasn't been good enough for him. But in the Shinjuku Ward of Tokyo, so it's a section of Tokyo, they're looking upwards to Godzilla to fill the role of special resident and tourism ambassador.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mayor of Shinjuku, Kenichi... Yeah?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the mayor of Shinjuku, Kenichi Yoshizumi, spoke of the longtime belief that any place Godzilla destroys in movies will prosper in real life.
Ah.
I know.
So you're having really bad tourism problems. Nobody's coming to your town in China.
Tokyo.
Japan.
Nobody's coming. Nobody's hanging out because there's so many people there that there's no use going there because there's no room for anybody to come and check out stuff. We're going to have commercials and billboards and article advertisements with Godzilla in them. Is that what I'm getting at?
This news is not designed to make you angry.
You know what I think of it as?
This mythical creature.
Like, yeah, it's a really fun, like, they poked fun at themselves. It's like their very own, like, self-deprecation, like, you know, this Godzilla ruins our city, but we love him because it's our city.
That's
and it's
right.
our thing.
Okay.
It's his to destroy, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm calm now.
That's great.
They don't have Superman. They have Godzilla.
What's Godzilla getting on the back end for this deal? Do you know?
I don't know, but they did have a ceremony for him, and an actor in a rubber suit went to accept the award, and he wasn't able to pick up the paper.
Was it life size?
Paper.
Was he life? Was it the life size?
Not life size. No, man size. But he wasn't able to actually accept the award because his claws don't work that way. So someone did accept it for him, though.
So I wonder if it looked
he
like
he or she, because I really don't know.
You know, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah. That scene where they got that the guy in the Godzilla suit running around.
Oh, at the end there,
they're in the movie studio, yeah.
But isn't he like a T-Rex where he's got super small hands?
I think he has pretty long hands,
really?
Comparatively.
Yeah,
compared to a dinosaur. Yeah.
Does Godzilla have long hands?
Let's Google it.
Can somebody listening live Wikipedia that?
Please call in 1-800-IBWIP.
We'll
That's it. Just 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes.
We'll put you right on the air.
All right.
If you get in, you'll definitely go on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another news story. And this one I questioned in the beginning. So if the mayor that they elected is dead, did the city vote for anarchy?
What? That's the title of the next story?
That's the title of my next story.
Say it again.
So if the mayor they elected is dead, did the city vote for anarchy?
I am the Antichrist.
I don't understand that.
What are you, Dustin?
People of Hillsborough, Missouri are facing this issue right now. They were either feeling incredibly facetious or incredibly sassy about their mayoral position because they just voted in a dead guy. Because Frank Rowland Jr. was the mayor for 20 years, running unopposed, and when he died on March 9th, there was no time to put anyone else on the ballot. So the dead mayor beat out the first write-in by 7 votes.
He died on a certain day, and then how many days later did they vote?
He died on March 9th, and then they just voted this last Tuesday. So they voted like a month ahead.
What
I guess,
percentage of the people that voted for him do you think, and I don't expect you to know this, but what percent do you think actually knew that he was dead? Do you think everyone knew?
Oh, I think a good percentage of them knew that he was dead. Because it sounds, I mean, I don't know the population of Hillsborough, Missouri.
Now, that I do expect you to know.
I know. I should have. That
should have
been a
big bet.
There's
between 2,000 and 8,000.
But since it was 7 votes, it sounds like they probably had a pretty small population.
And if it was that small, it had to have been on the news. Yeah. So
and I think
half of them don't have TVs or any of that.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
I think they were all just sassy motherfuckers who were like, it's going to be so much fun to have a dead mayor.
How do you feel? How would you feel if you were that guy that was 7 votes less?
The guy who lost to the dead man?
Yeah.
I would probably kill myself to see if I get elected next term.
He's probably just like, God, at least they got my name right that I got close enough to get 7 votes. Because you have to spell it like exactly right to be a write-in. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Aaron Schock was a write-in, and that was like...
The whole platform that he ran on was correct grammar and spelling.
Spell my name.
That's his whole.
They gave him a little like platform. Sheet where it was like the
and
dots
look where
the letters
look
are.
Look where Mr. Shock is now.
Like
spell my name. Spell my name.
Are we all Dustin?
Yeah, that's a tribute to Dustin.
Very nice. But yeah, but I do have another one. If you guys want to hear
another
animal story,
I want to hear every single story there is.
All right. Well, this story, the title for this story is "Don't Try to Save the Animals Ever."
Never will.
Never.
So animals. Why would you save animals?
Don't save animals, especially wild animals. But a new problem has arisen in Florida, as if they don't have enough already.
Right.
People are confusing tortoises and sea turtles.
Oh, every single time I see a tortoise, I'm like, that's a sea turtle. We need to save it.
I know.
You know this. Know. You're familiar with this problem.
Oh, God. Every day. Every day. Actually, when I was fishing the other day, yeah. My brother kept going, oh, look, over there. See a turtle? I'm like, I don't have my fucking glasses on. I don't. How do I can't see a turtle.
Looks like a goddamn sea tortoise.
Sea tortoise. If you said, look over there, there's a sea tortoise. I was like, I'm in a Banner Marsh. There shouldn't be a sea tortoise here. Where the hell is that?
Yeah, but it's that's what guess. People were doing. They were like, that's a sea turtle. I need to save the sea turtle.
Because they're going extinct or something.
Not going extinct. Gopher tortoises were nesting where sea turtles lay eggs. And you know how sea turtles, they lay their eggs, and then they hang out under the sand, and they have to like flap on back into the ocean.
But then those
tortoises
seagulls,
don't do that.
Well, seagulls come down, and they pick them off one by one. And then they show that like on the National Geographic, and you just start tearing up. Because these poor little helpless, they're like the size of a quarter, and they're making
so
their way
sad.
From the sand yeah. to the ocean, and then these seagulls just come down and pick them off.
Not today.
It's good times for
seagulls.
That's
what we should do. Mm-hmm. We should just put all these parents with their kids in doctor's offices and just have a sniper just pick them off one at a time.
Yeah, like seagulls just come up like, you were watching close
that's
enough.
That's the most humane thing to do, I would think.
I would think so. They don't know what's coming.
It's pretty sane. It's a good idea.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I'm behind it.
Yeah, well, people were doing that with tortoises. They were assuming they were sea turtles, which tortoises have feet, and they live on land, and they have hard shells. And if you drop them in the ocean, they will drown.
Die.
So sea tortoises have, like, those little claws,
they will go
right?
Yeah, they have, like, little feet, yeah.
And
like,
then
little
tortoises
claws.
Just have big flippers.
Turtles have, like, flippers.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Turtles got flippers, tortoises got feet.
Feet, straight up.
Yeah.
Turtles got flippers. Tortoises.
Yeah,
gone.
Oh, we went the other way around. When we went to shed, they had this big, ugly, snapping alligator turtle. It was horrifying.
Did it have feet or?
I couldn't tell. It was claws. All in a ball with this.
Well,
ugly
there was a
face.
Turtle in it. Oh, I guess it was a snapping turtle. Could have like little feet, little stubby feet. But yeah, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission has posted a guide to distinguishing the two animals. But basically, don't fuck with wildlife, guys.
Florida is so stupid that the park ranger needs to make a fucking diagram of what is. God,
they got their
well, it's
own
just people like they're just at the beach and they're like, oh my god,
this is
animal.
Awesome.
They got their own superhero.
Let's take him home.
See, people have been reading that poem though. Florida, that's like man. That guy is throwing starfish out to the ocean.
Huh?
And have you ever read that where it's like he's throwing starfish out and there's like 1,000 on the beach?
Is that the weapon of Florida man? Is the throwing starfish?
The starfish, yep.
Is it?
Okay. Florida man.
Wow, but he's like, I'm going to save these some starfish. Well, some people are just killing off. Sea turtle or tortoises thinking they're sea turtles. It's a mess.
I'm raising my hand and voting for the seagulls, just like I am the sniper.
Yeah.
Did I don't know if I clarified. I don't want the sniper to shoot the kids. It's the parents.
Parents.
Okay. I just want to make sure we got
now,
that.
Now, see, I thought you were saying kids, and that's why I was on board.
Oh.
I was gonna write you in for mayor. Not now. Not even close.
I gotta wait till you're dead.
Wait till you get on board with killing children. Then I'm with you.
Ooh. Okay.
I thought you were just gonna like keep them in an area of the waiting room. Like this is where the kids.
A cage, essentially.
Yeah. I suppose, yes.
Herd him into a cage.
Mm-hmm. Is that all the news for you have for us?
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. A goat?
A goat of enlightenment. The enlightened goat of
a guy.
Oh, this old story?
Was it a sheep or a goat? One has horns, one doesn't.
Ooh, I forget about that. But that's the distinguishing factor between the two. But at a prominent college in Wales, a strange light in the goat barn rose questions about the staff's ability to turn off lights. The culprit of the light left on was none other than Baggett Billy Goat.
That sounds like him.
Bilbo Baggett the Billy Goat.
Mm-hmm. Well, his name is
Bilbo
Jake,
Baggins
but he's a Baggett Billy Goat, which I'm assuming means that he is a Baggett.
I think
breed
they prefer
Billy
homosexual.
Goat.
Okay,
I think if it's a Billy Goat, they stutter. The Billy Goat
prefer.
Stutter.
They do what?
Stutter.
Sorry to make you say that.
But that's the stutter, my motherfucker
today, Junior.
So his name was like Jake.
Jake.
Jake the goat. He gave it away, though, because he did it in front of a human. He jumped up on a hay bale and then used his horn to hit the light.
Nice.
So the Billy Goat was turning on and off the light.
Crafty little Billy Goat named Jake.
But we can't have people watch their kids, but a Billy Goat can learn to turn off a barn light.
That's what you should say the next time. You can't even watch your kid. I know about a billy goat that can turn a light on.
The guy
watch
be like,
your fucking kid.
Be like, what the hell are you even talking about, man?
Who are you?
I'm the man that's here to save your kid.
You don't know me, motherfucker?
You don't know me.
You gotta get the crazy eyes. Big crazy eyes.
Oh, I can do those because my mom has some huge crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like a family trait. Like you get mad at your kids and you just, like that. Oh, man.
When I was in second grade, I took the most terrifying school picture and I looked like I was just like... I'm so excited about school.
Like Large Marge, right?
Yeah.
Picture time.
I just drank so much glue.
That reminds
you drank the glue?
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Dylan's first round of school pictures this year, He wasn't smiling, and I guess the photographer said,
Dylan is your pastor, just
yes,
to be clear.
Yes, okay. said, open your mouth, and his picture, his first school picture of the year was.
Oh, that's so cute.
For listeners at home, Biggie has his mouth open.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to see your pastor's
picture. If you're listening along at home, I have my mouth open with no front teeth.
Have all your teeth. You do a great job.
I had the camera going. Well, thank you very much, Heather. Those were wonderful.
Thank you.
Animal
I love
oriented.
Animals. I love animals. I get so excited.
Now we're going to listen to a little ditty called Rich as Hell on Earth by Aaron Buzzaz.
This is Aaron's favorite song on his new album.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right, Blake?
New album, yeah. McDonald's Pass.
Yep.
It's coming out. He sent some of the podcasting community some digital downloads, but he's going to have those things ready for purchase. And we'll put up a link on our Facebook page and stuff once they do come out.
Him out on Facebook, right? Because that's where he kind of told everyone about it. This is his favorite song.
And we'll link to his page on the show notes like we usually do.
Is it Buzzaz or
no,
Buzzass?
Buzzes?
Aaron Buzzes.
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 Okay. Buzzes.
It's from Montana. Montana.
Buzzes.
Montana. Montana.
Tony Montana.
Are you saying mountain in Spanish? Is that what's happening?
Tony Montana.
All of a sudden, I am in the movie
Say
Scarface.
Hello to my little friend.
All right. Well, does anybody have a mystery tag or anything?
Ooh,
nobody does. Oh, wait.
It's a mystery. All right. My wife and I had to put our dog down last night. We did it as soon as we found out he had unsubscribed from IBWIP on his iTunes account. Oh. Yeah, tough.
She came out on the
show. Hands are tied there.
Makes
Bye,
sense.
Bye, Buster.
I do it too.
On the Burren, but I'm far out at sea. The landlord, he came to call and evicted me. I'll now go where I can earn for my family's sake. Into exile I must go, it's the American way. Side of Lady Liberty was not my journey's end. The city never suited me, I couldn't find a friend. I stowed aboard an iron horse and tried hard not to pay. It's off to Montana with your man Michael O'Shea. I left County Clare and my family behind. Came halfway around the world for to work in another mine. But down underground you won't find much mirth. Not in Butte, the richest hell on earth. Time to get a job down in the mines. The work was hard and wages small, not enough good times. Up with fiddle and our concertinas, we'd sing into the night. When we go back down below, make sure you tap her light. I left County Clare and my family behind. Halfway round the world for to work in another mine. But down underground you won't find much mirth. Not in Butte, the richest hell on earth. truck down in the black might bring about my doom. The company might have us all digging one big tomb. I'll teach my son our heritage about the Isle of Greed. Tell him of his grandparents who he's never seen, 'cause I left County Clare and my family behind. Came halfway round the world for to work in another mine. But down underground you won't find much mirth, not in Butte, the richest hell on earth. I left County Clare and my family behind. Came halfway around the world just to work in a mountain town mine. But down underground you won't find much mirth, not in Butte, the richest hell on earth.
Oh, you're a hoot.
Thanks, Aaron Buzzis. This is Jason talking to you guys about IBWIP. You all like this show, right?
I mean, love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love this show.
Do you love it?
I hate it. It's a pain in the ass to do.
Well, people are listening to us right now, right? It's if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it. Does it exist? So I exist right now, so someone must be listening to the show.
I saw a picture on Facebook of a bear shitting in the woods. I can go to sleep.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, big shit.
People are listening to it, so, I mean, why else would you be listening to it if you didn't enjoy the show? If you like it so much, why don't you marry it? Huh? Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to put a ring on it.
Oh. If you love it, put a ring on it. Or at the very least, subscribe to the show on iTunes and on YouTube under PiaVision.
Vision.
Send us a comment, suggestion, or complaint to Blake at IBWIP.com. Post some stuff on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever the hell else is out there. And rate the show and check out the website, IBWIP.com. It's the hub. It's the entertainment hub for the IBWIP universe. Everything you need is right there. We're spending our time and minimal energy on creating this stuff, so the absolute least you could do is spend hours upon hours hitting the refresh button until the podcasting god deems you worthy enough to look at his boxer pics on Instagram and visual vape reviews. Come on, guys. Let your voice be heard.
That was good. A couple comments for myself. That was very good, by the way. We are sponsored by craftvapery.com.
Oh, yeah.
Remind everybody that's 10% off. Use promo code IBWIP. It's 10% off from the Stow. using the promo code IBWIP will get you 20% off of your first month subscription. I got my box not too long ago.
Got that box?
I got the box. And I must say that I think Meriwether is upset with me.
Why? She did not sign this one? It was someone
No, she signed it. There was only one X and one O.
Bummer.
It's just like most of the women in my life. After 3 or 4 months, their love for me and attraction to me dies.
They're over it.
They're over it.
You ever look in the mirror, Blake?
You know what? You deserve someone who is more into you than that.
I'm into you.
Deserve a crap vapory correspondent.
This is the second one of the episode. Are you trying to bust us out or something?
I'm going
to
give you.
I have street cred to maintain.
I'm going to give you three X's and three O's right now.
So definitely go over to craftvapory.com, use promo code IBWIP, save you some moolah, get some good juices, and awesome. And just a little update for everybody I don't remember what episode it was, but when we did the 191, when we did the high voltage.
Yes.
191, we did the high voltage review. I made a comment during that I loved one of their flavors so much that if they sent me a 120ml bottle, I would not have sex for a month.
Oh, no.
Well, I got the tracking information for said bottle.
Oh, no way.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm on day six. I'm keeping my end of the bargain. Day six,
high
no
voltage
sex.
Voltage is pro-juice, anti-sex, apparently.
Yeah, and actually, they commented it on on the Facebook, not the Facebook, but the YouTube video. They watched it, which I would assume that they would. But 17 other people was all that watched it. Anyway, this says, we're going to send the 120ml bottle, LOL, but we have to see a copy of the contract. So tonight we will be filling out that contract. Jason is going to fill it out because he's good with words.
I'm a notary.
And we're going to – but it was funny because they posted that. And then that night, me and Molly, we were in bed, and I just took a picture of us, like both of us on our phones, kind of like, you know. And I put day three toward the 120ml bottle, and then I emailed that to High Voltage. So they got to kick
out.
Very
nice.
I think every day I should take a picture. Like day one, we'll put a little – like the newspaper with the date on it. And we'll take a picture of your nuts every day. And they should be getting just slightly bigger.
Larger, yes.
To confirm.
It sounds great. So, again, check out High Voltage Vapors with a Z.
Are you doing it the month of April?
Huh?
Are you doing it the month of April? Like, did you start at the beginning of April?
Or I started.
Just 30 days? How many days are you going through the month?
He started that night that he pleaded for it.
Oh, okay.
No, I got it one more time.
Before, okay, so it was after.
I did not start the clock until we released that episode.
Until you got confirmation that they were on board.
No.
Oh, it was before that.
No, before that. I said, you know what? I'm going to get a head start. I think it was more Molly telling me I was getting a head start.
I got my Facebook instant message from him, and he's like, dude, they're sending me a 120ml bottle. I said, no sex for you.
Water.
Who the fuck drinks water?
Shut up, guys. Shut the hell up. Hey, that was If You Find Heaven, and only if, by Razor House. Hair band, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, it's the metalish.
It's badass. I'm not crapping on it. Spandex is the bomb.
You should see me in spandex.
Yeah, I would like to see that, Big E. Don't you dare come in here and say
spandex outfits that I can bring for you, Big E.
All right, I'll wear them at the live show.
I like it. You just fucked up, Big E.
Every time you say stuff like that, I write it down in my mentalness.
I got a pencil skirt that's screaming for it.
I do the whole song.
Well, I gotta ask. Yeah, that's a great song. Is that the stay in character intro, or is that the base? That's the fun facts intro. Which one is that? Because right now, I mean, I'm geared up to do some fun facts.
Fun facts.
It's just me. Which, is that it? Fun facts.
You might be right. Stop that shit.
Yeah, this. Believe it or not. It's well, fun fact.
To be perfectly honest, to be completely transparent, Blake, I'm a little drunk.
Oh, so all right. Well, I was right and you were wrong. So
absolutely,
it's time for Jason's fun facts.
It is time for my fun facts. Thank you.
Do you have a? We do. What are you doing it on? Fun facts on what? Usually we do holidays.
You're right. Usually it is holidays, but this time it is baseball. What'd you do? Fart?
Sorry.
God damn it! That gets in the foam of the microphone. You know. In there.
This comes through to the viewers if you do that sort of thing, man.
It's a scratch and sniff screen. HD.
Oh no. High def farts.
Everyone, scratch your screen for 10 seconds, and you might receive a pleasant or unpleasant surprise.
And if you can guess what Blake ate, then we'll send you a free KZ.
Fun facts, Jason.
Fun facts is the very successful part of this show that has landed us on the educational portion of iTunes podcasts, where we take a break from comedy and just relax and listen to some fun and, in some cases, surprising facts. I will say that this section of the show is so wildly popular that I'm going to have to ask our listeners to refrain from sending us letters, emails, Facebook and Twitter messages, which I get just so many. Sorry, scratch sniff that. The problem here is that I receive so much mail, such as, Jason, you're so handsome, or Jason, why are you so funny and cool and sweet and awesome?
I'll quit sending all those to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to point you out specifically, but since you mentioned it, yeah, you know, pump the brakes on that shit. Sometimes I get stuff like, Jason, you must work out like twice a day. How could you possibly have time to so thoroughly entertain the masses with your outrageously true fun facts? And since I print up all of these emails and the social media posts I receive, right.
The other day you had to clean your garage out.
Essentially, there's no reason for me to do that, but guess what? I do it. I print all that shit out.
You want your children to know that you had some kind of importance in the world.
And my children's children.
Just post it on the walls of your garage.
At first it was that. There's no denying that. That's kind of a bullshit song, right? I post it on the walls, and then I start stacks on the floor. And I have no more room at my house for all these compliments on the fun facts section. I have so much crap at my house that I was actually recently featured on an episode of TLC's Hoarders. I was the star of the show. I found three of my cats, by the way. They weren't alive, but goddamn if I didn't find them.
Did you get their whiskers?
What's that?
Did you get their whiskers? I had previously
harvested their
kitty whiskers.
Well, funny you should ask.
Funny I should.
Kitty whiskers or titty whiskers?
I meant to say kitty, but it sounded like.
Hey, you know what? That's a new idea.
Titty's better.
What I do, Heather, is I harvest whiskers from kittens and cats alike. And I create whisker baskets.
Yeah, we had a whole episode about it.
I think everyone's heard of wicker baskets. Yeah. Longaberger is pretty famous. But I make whisker baskets, and I make a pretty penny on it.
Yeah, you have to go back and listen to that episode. IBWIP whisker baskets.
Yeah.
Whisker baskets. Very nice.
It's easy to see if you just scroll through the show art. It's a cat.
Yeah. Hey, plain and simple.
I'm just putting it out there. It's just a cat.
So in this edition, we're going to look at America's pastime, and of course that is baseball. Some thought I was going to do fun facts and apple pie, but it's just not the case. The following 112 fun facts are sure to have you scratching your head and rolling your eyes, but they're all true.
She said
112?
She goes, fuck.
We got time for 112, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't have to go to bed tonight.
I don't.
All right. The first World Series was played between Pittsburgh and Boston in 1903, and it was a 9-game series. Boston won that one 5-3. Not bad, right? Did you guys know that? First World Series?
Did not know that.
Okay.
That's a math problem there.
The New York Yankees have won 26 World Series titles, which is way more than your stupid St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh, ouch.
Oh.
You know what?
That's not nice.
St. Louis
unbiased,
is on,
unbiased supporting him.
Right, it's unbiased.
Doesn't sound so much.
I can't make this shit up, guys. All right, here's another one. Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. didn't miss a single game in 16 years. He played 2,632 consecutive games from April 30th, 1982 to September 19th, 1998, at which point he constructed a tech suit of armor which he uses to fight crime. Did you know that?
That's an amazing amount of games.
I remember.
Like, probably, what?
I remember watching that. Yeah. That when he did that, they lowered the numbers off that. Yeah.
The Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
Yep. He is the Iron Man. He created that baseball tech suit.
He is Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., shortstop of the universe.
Who? I don't know nothing about baseball. I'm assuming all these are dirty lies.
Well,
no, that's
you
that
would
was,
be assuming.
That's a true one.
I very really? Clearly said at the beginning that we are taking a break from comedy to relax and listen to some fun and in some cases surprising
I don't believe
facts.
You anymore, Jason.
Well, that's your
that's
burden
what every
bear.
Girl says to him.
Yeah, usually when I meet a girl, I said it's 9 inches around. And they're like, I don't believe you, Jason. And you know what? They're right. It's not.
Only if you put it in a circle.
Roll it up like yeah. like a fruit roller.
Fruit by the foot.
Shut up, guys. Okay, and you guys don't believe that one. How about this one? In 2001, San Francisco's Barry Bonds broke the all-time single-season home run record when he hit 73. He broke the mark of 70 set by St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Mark McGwire in 1998. Yeah. Both men thanked their friend anabolic in their acceptance speeches.
Yes.
You guys know that?
Oh, yeah.
Mark McGwire didn't do steroids.
Are you a dirty Cardinals fan?
Yeah, I've been a Cardinals fan all my life.
Holy son.
What does their friend anabolic have to do with steroids?
Anabolic. He was a famous. He would help their conditioning and work on their conditioning mm-hmm. and workouts and stuff. He like
made
built
them stronger.
Yeah, he built like a specific workout session.
He is an Anna, and 5% of all Annas are male.
Oh well, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Anna then? Probably.
Well, that's the women. Yeah, Anna Kournikova.
That's right. She was a male.
No, I thought that his name was probably pronounced Anna, but it's Anna.
Oh yeah.
I would have thought his was Anna.
Well, the joke there is anabolic steroids, and to say it that way would say that we'd have to say the name Anna. So Anna would fuck up the joke.
Apologies to the joke.
All right, let's move on.
He's over the years.
You like how I'm catching these?
He's gotten more and more sensitive about his jokes.
We'll edit that out. Philadelphia A's, now the Oakland Athletics manager, Connie Mack, has 3,755 career victories, and that's more than any other manager in history. Connie also has 245,292 losses, also more than any other manager. Which almost seems unbelievable. an unbelievable amount of losses.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
who am I to say, though?
Any World
well,
Series?
Well, you just said it, so
ones?
I guess you're Jason to
say
it.
I am to say it. Each year at baseball games, over 21 million hot dogs are consumed. That's a lot of leukemia. Am I right, guys? And leukemia is a form of cancer.
Oh, okay.
The longest professional baseball game recorded was in 1984, and it lasted 8 hours and 6 minutes. However, the average game time only lasts about 6 hours and 52 minutes.
There was one the other night. I think it was longer than that. The Red Sox and the Yankees, it was 19 innings. So I think Jesus it was close to that. Yeah.
That
no, at some point, no. At some point, you're just like, eh.
Yeah, everybody's out of pitchers.
Hey,
no
well,
pitchers
we have to come back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's just slap hands, you guys.
Yeah. Right.
Slap hands,
game,
go through the line,
game.
We're
they're
done.
Pull, they're people, game, pulling people out of the stands to pitch.
Just ties these.
Yeah. Oh, my next one actually. Okay, since you mentioned Tizies, I'm going to cross that one out. A regulation baseball has 108 stitches and surprisingly few bruises.
Oh, that's cute.
It must be a snitch.
It's pretty funny. The shortest major league player was Eddie Goodell. He was 3 feet 7 inches tall, but 9.5 inches were counted. His toes. He had abnormally long toes.
That's where it really got on the base first before the person caught it.
That's right. He could
He's
slide
like,
in.
Always safe.
And like when the dust cleared, he'd be like 3 feet back, but yeah. The toes would be touching.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's right.
He was a good ball player.
Oh, great.
Could not catch a ball for the life. He walked a lot. I think he holds the record for like the most walks ever.
Cards on the table. I Wikipedia'd this guy, and he was beaten to death on his 36th birthday. Not a joke, but it's the way we're laughing. It certainly seems to be a joke.
That's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact. And he does. He had one at bat, I think, and it was a walk. So you're right. Essentially, he does hold the record for like walks.
That was because it was a ploy to get people to come. It was like like they do in the minor leagues. There's always some kind of gimmick they're doing.
Yeah,
like Michael Jordan
out
playing
the midget.
Yeah. So they. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
His number was 1/8.
1/8. You're so witty.
I
very funny.
The reason why I'm laughing so hard is because I, as soon as you got the, his toes were touching the base and he was 3 feet back. I remember how short you said he was. And
three inches a foot.
I lost it.
There it is. It's all coming together.
I lost it. How many more fun facts you got?
Well, 112 minus the 8 we've done. It's any man's guess. I got a few more.
Okay.
The very first baseball rule book was developed in 1877, rather. Since its inception, it's been translated into over 1,500 languages, second to only the Bible and 50 Shades of Grey. I thought that one would hit.
You know
harder.
What? I bet 50 Shades of Grey has probably hit like a pretty high level of different languages, though, unfortunately.
Right. Sadomasochism knows no bounds.
And to me, course, like, yeah. That would be the awesome. I want to have... I want to have someone read that in like Japanese to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think then I would enjoy that.
It's weird that you'd pick Japanese.
Are you talking about the baseball handbook?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
It don't matter what it's read. It's in Japanese.
It doesn't matter.
It could be the phone book.
As long as that girl is reading it naked, I don't care.
Wait, I got another joke. 50 Shades of Grey knows no gagged and bounds. Okay, sorry.
You should have stopped on your head.
I should have. I got greedy.
Stuff? You write this stuff?
I got greedy on
just
this podcast.
Just like Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey. He got very greedy.
Oh, thank God you saved me.
Oh, great. Spoiler alert.
I thought he died. Damn it. In 1839, a man named Abner Doubleday created the game of baseball in his own backyard. It was originally called Distract Yourself While Your Family Dies of Whooping Cough and included not one but 30 balls the size of honeydew melons and an Irishman tied to a clothesline. So, I mean,
slight changes.
Giggle.
It's evolved.
The game has changed. The 1830s were a different time. We can't judge them for beating Irishmen. You know, I think we did that up to the early 70s, 1970s. So who are we to judge?
I don't judge.
Oh, we can judge. We can say that guy was a dick.
I've got two more, and I promise these are better. I promise these facts are better. Because, I mean, facts, in the scheme of things, can be judged on how good they are.
Right.
In 1920... the average cost of a baseball ticket was a whopping $1, but beer was still $12 per glass. See, that was funny.
That was good. I like that one. I will give you mad props for that.
Thank you.
I don't know what you would do with those mad props.
Does that translate into dollars?
How many backdrops does he get for his mad props?
Backdrops? What is that?
Backdrops. Like you have props, so you have your backdrops and your props.
Now, is that clever because it rhymes?
Mm-mm. Nope. Just
but that adds to it. That sure as hell adds
to it.
It
does add to it. No, it's only clever because, like, you're in theater and you got props and you got backdrops.
Okay.
It gives you all sorts of theater-related things.
I was in a play in 5th and 6th grade, and I never heard
both
anyone
years?
Say that shit. Yeah.
Same play?
It was such a long play that it was one play that started at the end of 5th grade, and we did in the beginning of 6th grade.
Must have been like Arabian Nights because they got 1,000
Arabian Nights.
All right, this is the last one.
All right.
And it is by far... mediocre. The chances of a fan being hit by a baseball at a game are 300,000 to 1. The chances of a fan being hit by John Rocker are 18 to 1.
That's good. That was a good one.
I would like to reveal my source if I can, since I wasn't pressed for it.
Sorry.
Nor prepped to press me for it.
Sorry.
If you want to know more fun facts, and I'm looking in your face, Blake, I'm looking, Heather, in your eyes, I'm looking at your hat, Biggie, I can tell all of you guys want to know more fun facts. Check out squirtinggrannies.net. You'll find out all the baseball facts and much more right on squirtinggrannies.net.
I prematurely...
No, we didn't go over the show very good before. The burden lays on me.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been doing this so long that we come in and like, the little things that we used to talk about, like, now we're just like... I don't fucking care.
We'd like to think we could finish each other's sentences.
You get close sometimes.
Go ahead, say something.
Yesterday I went.
See? Yeah, we're, nah,
you
we
just
still
started
got it.
A sentence.
We still got it.
Yeah, I was like,
That was weird. Was yesterday I went, yesterday I went.
Yeah, yeah, yesterday I went, yesterday I went. I was rapping.
Poetry.
Yesterday poetry. I went, yesterday I went, yesterday I went, yesterday I went, Ricky, 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 brown, chicken brown. All right, good job, Jason.
Thanks.
I didn't even question where you got him from that time.
You just accept it.
Just accept it as a fact.
Just let him get over with.
This is fact.
Hurry up.
I got a fun fact about this.
I can't wait to hear it.
Fun fact about that segue is, if you listen to it, that's two different tracks that I overdubbed into one, and the beats hit the same mark.
You do all these. You're the fucking man.
Because when it's the beginning of the song, and then it's toward the beginning of the song, and then when they first start singing, and it was way too long in between, so I cut them up, and I flipped it, and I played it, and I was like, holy, it's seamless. Listen.
Are you
seamless.
A producer?
Listen. Yeah. Listen, it's seamless.
So far, so good. Shh. Oh, sorry.
I haven't heard a scene yet.
See?
Perfect.
I didn't even know.
And isn't that the mark of a true craftsman, too, is that we don't know how hard it was. You made it look easy and seamless.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And I will say that I worked with you for 3 years at Caterpillar, and I've never seen you more proud of work that you've done than this intro to the game
Stay
in
Character. It was awesome. So that is the new segue into Stay in Character. For those of you who have never listened to the show, not surprised. But what we'll do here is I have some Stay in Character slips that I send out to everybody. They have never looked at them before. They can look at them right now. And what it is we're going to continuing the show as these characters in which have just been given to you. And let's go ahead and start now.
All you faggots are going to hell. I don't care. All you faggots are going to hell. Queers in hell.
Now remember, folks, you don't have to wait for him to finish. You can talk over him, just like I might do once in a while. Are you okay, sir?
What are you on the radio or doing some shit? Faggots go to hell. All black people go to hell, too. Anyone in the media goes to hell.
Everybody. Hell.
Oh, yeah. Hell.
You're all going to hell.
The word of God is what you should be focusing on.
Don't worry, folks. I'll protect you from this gentleman. I would like you to calm down, sir.
I have every right to be here. It is my right to stand out here and protest. And if I think all faggots go to hell and all black people, I'm not going to say the N-word. Go directly to hell.
I would just like to say that I am not the F-word that you used. Just specifically to the gentleman on my right. I am not the F word that he used. Don't think that's who I am, because I'm not. Yeah. Just so you know.
I never once thought that there, young lady.
Somebody's missing something.
I got plenty of popcorn and cocoa over here if you guys want to join me, because this dead soldier, it came out that he was queer, and now he's going to hell. He fought for this country, and he died, and now he's going face-to-face with Jesus, and Jesus is going to punt him football style right down to the fiery gates of hell.
Now, sir, I have asked you many, many times to stop using profanity and getting angry. This young lady over here to my right, she seems very distraught. The man across from me, I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what's going on. And I'd like to ask you to calm down before I have to go into this room and change my outfit.
I got a cellular-style telephone in my pocket, and I will call the local police and have them come down here.
I have a cellular phone.
Good. Call up the police. Call the police. Get them down here. They know I have every right to be here.
Why are we calling the police in the first place?
He wants me to move.
The police want to be a part of
this. I have a right to be here. I can tell you about queers. I can tell you about faggots. I can tell you about the fiery gates of hell, and they're going to go down there for fighting for this country, for fighting for the rights of a corrupt system, and they will meet the devil face to face, and they will burn eternally.
Oh, sir, I don't understand your hostility throughout this whole event. You just came in here shouting all sorts of things, not trying to make conversation.
I'm a believer of Jesus Christ, and if you read his book thoroughly like I have done, you will find out exactly where everyone's going to go based on their beliefs, based on their actions, sexual or not, and they will go directly to hell. They will not pass go. They will not collect $200, and they will meet Beelzebub.
Sir.
Holy shit.
What is everyone's... What?
This guy's crazy.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Where the hell did he come from?
Not, do we have not, names? No.
You are supposed to pretend who you are on the card and not reveal it until the end.
Oh, but I thought we had a name. Oh. Did you...
Cinderella story.
That's okay. I think it's cute when guys forget things. It's okay.
Now they got it. Now they
about to become the Masters champion. It's in the hole.
That's what he said. And then that's when he revealed he was a homosexual. He said, it's in the hole. I said, that's the wrong hole, mister. You're going down south. And when I say south, I do mean hell. I do mean Hades, the river of fire.
Here we are live at the Masters.
Now, is everyone calm now?
Yeah. I think so.
All right, because I don't want to have to use my superpowers.
For your superpowers?
Superpowers.
I have superpowers.
What kind of superpowers do you have, young lady?
I have superpowers that I might be willing to share with someone, should they be interested in that.
Who would you like to share that with?
I'd like to share that to the gentleman to my right, perhaps.
Well, you and the gentleman to your right are welcome to come over to my side of the street. I have all sorts of extra signs. I've got extra paint. We can make some signs together, and we can send these faggots to hell where they belong and tell everyone about it on their way.
He's going
to
use about a 3-iron.
Can I send love letters?
Oh, we got all that one.
Use my signs.
I know it sounds negative what I'm saying, but essentially I am preaching love because it's the word of Jesus Christ.
Oh. It was a beautiful drive, ladies and gentlemen. Right down the right side of the fairway.
You calling it? He's calling it?
I'm calling it. Oh, God. That was hilarious. For many reasons why that was hilarious. Yeah,
I was a dentist.
Jason stole that.
You were a dentist.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start with Biggie. Does anybody know what Biggie was supposed to be?
Like a baseball announcer, maybe?
Golf. He was doing a golf commentating.
Okay, I'll read your card.
I was a golf announcer describing what's going on during this bit.
Okay,
I was describing a movie.
Specific movie. You were just quoting.
I was just quoting Carl from Caddyshack. That's all I was doing.
Anybody want to guess who I was supposed to be?
A superhero of some sort, maybe like a Superman.
Yeah, I was a superhero trying to save everyone at the table.
And do it. You're an overbearing superhero.
Was it overbearing?
Well, now that I know how this bit works, I'll fuck it up again the next time.
Right. Does anybody want to guess what our lovely Heather was supposed to be? Huh. This is so fun.
No clue.
Jason, you want to take a stab at it?
I think she was probably a Westboro Baptist Church protester.
No.
Oh,
what
shit.
What were you supposed to be?
I was a woman trying to seduce the character to my right.
Okay.
And I don't know how to make that clear. I was like, to my right.
Yeah, I knew you were looking at me, but right. Are you trying to seduce me?
No,
you didn't keep saying right.
Subtle.
And Jason,
you got to go right at it with me.
I was trying to seduce the person to my right.
You were a Westboro Baptist.
West burping.
West burping Baptist.
You were a
chaser.
Westboro Baptist member. A chaser.
I
you chased it. Like filed them like.
Yes!
The only word that they don't they say nigger, don't they? Don't they say that all the time?
Right. Yeah,
I didn't want to start yelling that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
We've got some kind of standards.
All right.
Well, Biggie, why don't you give us the...
Oh, I could have said kike.
Could have said
golden opportunity
Jew.
Gone. Now you're
you guys
want to
know what's you guys want to know what's coming up? Anybody?
What is going on? I've lost
anybody
all...
want to know what's coming up?
What's going on? What's coming up? What's coming in?
The release schedule.
Okay.
Episode 190, an interview with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy is now available. Episode 191... Memo Pads is now available.
I'm sorry, 190 is also available on YouTube.
Yes, on P-A-Vision. That's P-E-E A-Vision. Episode 193, our next episode, inevitably titled Getting Away with Murder Ball, will be available on Friday, April 24th.
It's pretty funny.
You wrote it.
Did I? You know what? You're right. I forgot all about that. But you know what? Speaking of things that are coming up, is Wednesday, April 22nd is National Jelly Bean Day. Did you guys know that there are over 50 official flavors of Jelly Belly jelly beans? Do you know that?
50?
Over 50. You know my least favorite?
What?
Wilted lettuce.
Gross.
Sweaty crack.
That's my favorite.
Oh. No, you asked me last year. Yes, my favorite. Now,
no.
And of course, my least favorite of all, grape.
Definitely.
And
I had some grape. I had some a grape e-juice that I bought the other day.
Yeah.
Because it was called...
Oh, no.
What was it called?
Lady, it wasn't Lady Antoinette, was it?
No, it was not the lamp. It was like close. It was.
Statutory grape?
That's pretty good.
Very close.
That's pretty good.
Grape rape?
I like that.
Grape rape.
Grape rape. Who had grape rape?
Grape rape.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline.
I think of a better date grape, but...
Date yeah, grape? That's... God damn. You know. Wait, so many great rape
No, that's
puns.
What it was. It was date grape.
Date grape is better.
Date grape. Yeah, it was date grape. Yeah, that's what it was. Date grape.
Date
grape.
Who would have known there would be so many great rape puns?
Exactly.
I did. I would know that. You know, just one more joke that I wrote that I'm going to read. And Thursday, April 23rd, is Lover's Day.
Oh.
Yep. This is the grown-up version of Valentine's Day because the word lovers implies doing it. Mm. I wish I were a grown-up.
Brown chicken brown.
And also, I mean, you know, they could – Lover's Day is lesbians.
Of course. They're still doing it.
Valentine's, essentially. It's not gender-specific, right?
I think I see Valentine's Day as more is more gender specific, but Lover's Day would be more ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous? You can use your left and your right hand when you're going at it?
Yes.
It's ACDC.
That sounds like bisexual to me. Is that what that is? Ambidextrous is a bisexual term?
Yeah, it's kind of. I used the wrong word.
You're right.
We can go ahead and continue to talk about that forever and ever. All right, well, folks, I wanted to mention coming up, the 200th episode is coming up just around the corner.
Whoop, whoop.
And we are going to do a live taping of IBWIP on a stage in front of probably 7, 8, 9 people.
Who would ever let us do that?
The High Note.
Okay.
Jetting at the High Note, which is our home away from home. At first, we talked about doing it. It was just like, hey, we'll just go and do it there. Like, because there's a lot of room, you know. And then it got to be, well, why don't, and Jason's like, well, why don't you add a couple bands, like Brett. Yeah. And we're like, okay.
At first I was like, let's get Skinnerd. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows Aerosmith.
Right.
All that shit fell through.
Right, because that was way over budget. But we have 4 different bands that are going to be performing. We're going to do our live show. Then we're going to have 4 bands playing. Flannel Mouth is one. Event Horizon. And also Brett Conlon. The Heartland Heartthrob.
Oh yeah,
he's going to finish the night off, and
I have yet to meet the Heartland Heartthrob.
You'll meet him, and you'll wish you never had. No,
throb apparently.
Oh, things! All kinds of things will throb. 8,000 things will throb.
Damn,
he's that awesome. But that's going to be on May 23rd. So if you're local, come on out. Free admission. Hey, just free admission. We're going to have a lot of the co-hosts and guest hosts that have been on. We're also going to do some of our best bits, which...
That is a real thing. It's something that we do have, our good bits.
Yeah,
we'll be staying character.
Best bits.
Staying character,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, this game definitely will be played.
Despite popular belief, we do have good bits that will be done.
Right. So, thank you, everybody, for joining us for episode 192. Heather, thank you very much for being on the show.
You did a splendid
job, as always. Again, I'm kind of upset that you didn't give correct facts for the last one, but...
Well, you're an asshole.
It happened.
Bing, 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 bing.
There we go. Biggie, thank you for coming and saving the day.
Captain
Save a Bro. And Jason?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you, man.
All right. Well, thanks, folks, for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Definitely, we need some subscriptions on it. Go ahead and click the subscribe button on the YouTube. It's super easy. If you start watching a video, there'll be a little red box in the corner. You just click it, and you're automatically it'll subscribe you. You don't have to do anything.
We're so close to 1 million subscribers. Just help us get over the limit.
Yep.
Just like Forrest Gump, I always said that one time and one time only. I may not be a smart man, but I know what IBWIP is.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, folks. Have a good night.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.